Buenos dias. I'm Christian Xatrek. I'm one of the co-curators with Julia Robinson. I would like first to thank the museum for having hosted this very courageous show. I mean, from an institutional standpoint, I think it was an amazing situation that they foresaw as something really potentially revealing. And that's the first thing I wanted to say. I am an artist, and I am not going to go over and discuss the exhibition more also than Manolo and Julia have already done.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Christian Chatec, soy el cocomisario de la exposición. Quiero antes de todo agradecer al museo y a su personal por dar la bienvenida a esta exposición. Creo que es un lugar magnífico y un punto de partida muy revelador para lo que queremos mostrar. Soy un artista y como tal no voy a hablar más de la exposición desde un punto de vista teórico, como ya han hecho muy bien Julia y Manolo.
I'm an artist, I already said it. When I arrived in New York in 76, I was very young, and I was lucky enough to meet a lot of the artists who are in this exhibition. I'm not going to name them all, you are going to see their name thing, but it was a great gift, and I felt like a very lucky person at the time. I believe that I built a lot of my work on these interactions indirectly, about just sharing experience with direct experience with some of these amazing artists. As an artist associated with Julia Robinson on this exhibition, the interest I had in the project was really not only to illuminate. And that's a term which I think will reflect better. I mean, you know, it's a different meaning, basically, of the way of describing going deeply into archive all research. But I was deeply interested in the idea of not only illuminating this period, but of positioning, and at all time having in mind that we will position and the art today. I mean, today's situations in art, thank you. So that basically was a position which I occupied, I mean, during this very synergetic relationship that we had, Julia and I.
Yo llegué a Nueva York en el año 76, yo era muy joven entonces y tuve la suerte de conocer a muchos de los artistas que están que hoy podremos ver en esta exposición, y mucho de mi trabajo se basa en la interacción con estos artistas y las experiencias que tuve con ellos. Como artista y en colaboración con Julia Robinson, quiero decir que mi interés a la hora de comisariar esta exposición no solamente era iluminar este periodo. Iluminar me parece un término muy hermoso para referirme a investigar, a conocer en profundidad, sino entender cuál es la situación actual del arte hoy en día. Y este ha sido el objetivo de nuestra colaboración sinérgica.
The last thing I think I want to discuss is basically what I see as being one of the most interesting things that has been discussed in different terms in this exhibition is the nature during these crucible years of the 60s, the experimental nature of the work. That is to say, it was a time, I think reflecting upon that time, we see artists who are not motivated by any career objectives or any professional endeavor. They were just simply experimenting. They were cross bringing some bridges between different fields of art, and this, what remains, I mean, what was really striking to me is this experimental nature, which totally opened up to everything else which we know later on was named. You have to realize it was implied, but at that time no movements were named. There was no name to describe anything. That, I think, for me was very important. All those artists build up their work in a cross-networking situation, and later on, in a few years later, all these activities started to crystallize in a very defined way. I'm much more interested in the period where, which is a period we research, where nothing was named, where everything was in the realm of the possible, everything was in the realm of I would say utopia, but basically where everyone has this amazing sense and expression of freedom within their own creativity. Something which today, I think, when we reflect upon that, is much more, is very, very difficult to recognize in the situation of the art world.
Quiero hablar de uno de los aspectos más interesantes de esta exposición, que es el aspecto experimental, la naturaleza experimental del arte durante los años 60. Los artistas de aquella época no estaban motivados por ambiciones profesionales o por objetivos de desarrollar su carrera artística, sino que su objetivo era simplemente experimentar y tender puentes entre las distintas disciplinas, y esta experimentación es la que ha dado origen a muchos de los movimientos posteriores. Esta es una época en la que nada tenía un nombre, ninguno de los movimientos tenía un nombre, sino que los artistas se limitaban a realizar su trabajo trabajando a través de redes, trabajando entre ellos, y esta experimentación es lo que más tarde se cristalizaría de forma más clara en los diferentes movimientos. Pero a mí lo que me interesa es esta época original en el que, como he dicho, ningún movimiento estaba nombrado, en el que cabían todas las posibilidades, en el que la libertad creativa era enorme, y en el que cabían también todas las utopías.
I think I'm going to stop here. Before I do, I would like to thank, I might have started, I'd like to thank some people. I thank the museum and Manolo for having hosted this show. I would like to thank first Hélène Zvieskowski, who has been assisting us during this amazing one-year period of research. I would like to thank some of the people, or everyone who has been, the lenders, of course, and the artists with whom we have been working directly, who are not here in this room, and those which are recognized in this room. So Simone, for us, Simone is a dear friend, and her presence, her generosity she showed all along, the trust, has been absolutely amazing. And I believe that this exhibition and her presence in this exhibition, speaking and enlightening the show, I think that her work, and you will see that later, is extremely important in the show, and I really want to thank her, because I think this was extraordinary to work with her. We have been long time friends, but working and seeing this work materialize in this context was really extraordinary. I like to thank I'm going in disorder, so there is no hierarchy. I recognize in the back Eric Anderson, who was not so much involved in the show, but was a dear friend, and we're very happy to have him with daughter Jacqueline, some people who have been helping us, Jacqueline Coe, who from Paris, who has been working and doing some amazing work on Anna Halperin, and who's one of the foremost scholar, maybe, or not in a formal way, on Anna Halperin and the dance world. Who else do I see? Harry Ray, of course, who has been an amazing, very, very important for the amazing work he has been lending to the exhibition. Who else do I recognize? Eileen Pasloff, who's here also. Eileen has been a very, very dear and very dear friend of James Waring, who is one of the artists we have been unearthing perhaps a little bit in this institutional world. And thank you, Eileen. So, of course, we want to thank the people from the museum staff who have been really doing an amazing work with such dedication and patience. Beatrice. I don't even name Teresa first, because Teresa is Teresa Velasquez. Beatrice, Jordana, Raf. Where is Raf? In the back, yes. So, Gabriela, and other people I might not think about. But thank you so much for having supporting this project with so much patience and dedication, and that's it. So Manolo.
Bueno, voy a terminar aquí. Simplemente quiero terminar dando las gracias no solamente al museo y a Manolo, sino a personas que han sido de gran ayuda para la realización de esta exposición, como Hélène Zvieskowski, todos los artistas que han participado y que no están aquí, Simón, una gran amiga cuya generosidad y confianza ha sido fundamental y para el desarrollo de esta exposición, y cuya presencia hoy aquí también es fundamental, y Eric Addison, Jacqueline Coe de París, Henry Rey, Eileen Pavlov, y bueno, todas las personas que han trabajado, el personal del museo, por su dedicación y paciencia, Beatriz Jordana, Teresa Velázquez, Rafa y tantos otros que me dejo en el tintero. Muchas gracias.